This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
There's a lot of craziness happening right in our backyard with ballots and with our kids and our children. And I'll tell you, one of the people that I think is doing a fantastic job of bringing this all to you is going to be my guest. Welcome back. Great to be with you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Megan Brock is doing a fantastic job of exposing so much for us. Megan, you really are a true muckraker, and I am grateful for everything you do. I can't tell you, probably not a day goes by that somebody doesn't send me one of your videos, or I don't send one of your videos to somebody that I know.
That's funny. Well, thank you. There's a lot of shenanigans happening in Bucks County.
Yeah, no, clearly there are. And it's funny because I'm on this little text chain with my friends, and I sent them the video today that you posted where they're saying that they don't care about kids winning in sports. They just simply care about accommodating transgender stuff. We're going to play that, actually, Matt DeSantis, and then I'll have Megan talk about it for us. So let's take a quick listen.
We have research showing that the lean body mass is still much higher after 8 years of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And so, and again, we've got the one study in 16-year-olds on anti-androgens that all show that the male advantages are not embraced.
Our philosophy is not about competition and who's winning. That doesn't seem to be the purpose of athletics at CBSD, at least as we've stated it. So just building on what you were saying.
The context of, like, just looking at a kind of big picture view of what we're talking about. Because one, I question why this conversation is coming up right now. Is it theoretical? Is it driven by political means? I mean, is it really relevant mostly to the K-12 population? Because that's really what we're talking about. About 99% of kids will never go on to professional sports, and only about 94% will go on to college level sports. And that doesn't mean that we don't have this conversation. It just means that really what it should be grounded on is inclusion of all kids. Like, every kid needs to have the opportunities to play. And we have great guidance from pediatric groups like the AAP, from the AMA, the Medical Association, Endocrine Society, and even the NCAA and IOC, the International Committee, where they're all giving statements about non-discrimination, about inclusion, and then for the elite and competitive level, specific guidelines that may include testosterone levels.
All right. Break down what we just heard right there, Megan, if you would.
Yeah, that was a policy meeting that happened last night at Central Bucks. And there was an expert on who was talking about, if you listen to the beginning of the clip, the biological difference in men versus women, that, you know, men have more muscle mass. I mean, this is something that for thousands of years, I think we didn't really question, but now we have to question it, right? So, you know, and they were talking, having a conversation about how that relates to girls' sports, about how, you know, there's this push now, and I'm sure everyone's probably already seen it. They've seen what happened with Leah Thomas, the swimmer. There's this push to allow men, transgender men who have, you know, switched to being a woman, to let them compete in athletics against women. And it's very clearly puts the girls and the women at a huge disadvantage, because biology is real. No matter how many hormones someone takes, the muscle mass difference between a man and a woman isn't eradicated. And I believe that's what the expert was trying to say. So they're talking about, these two Democrat school board members were saying that, no, I think we got to keep men and girls sports because of inclusion, which I just think is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And this happened last night. What was the reaction from the crowd last night as they were listening to this?
I wasn't there live. A friend of mine actually sent me the video. I just watched it online. I think there are people who somehow support that. I think most people, though, really do have questions about and safety concerns about men competing in women's sports. And I think what's really sad about what that clip shows, too, is just making it seem like the idea that winning isn't important.
Right.
I mean, that is just so wrong to female athletes. I was an athlete in high school. I played varsity softball as a sophomore, and I know how hard I worked. I worked so hard to get good at my sport, to be the best that I could. And I just can't imagine telling our young women that them being able to win and them being able to compete fairly isn't important. I mean, it is just so disgraceful.
It's absolutely disgraceful, and my heart breaks for female athletes who work so hard and get up early and stay out late to practice and do everything they have to do, and we just shove them aside and say winning doesn't matter because we're going to accommodate a biological man who's probably going to beat you because of testosterone and muscle mass, and we just pretend like that doesn't exist in the name of political correctness. Why do we not care about the feelings of these young women, these athletes? Why
exactly.
Do their feelings not matter, their self-esteem, their confidence in life? Why does none of that matter anymore?
Exactly. I mean, and the one school board member tried to make the point that, well, you know, it's just high school. You know, these girls aren't going to college. You know, I played sports. I played travel softball. I pitched in the Little League Softball World Series. And I ended up having an injury and didn't go on to play in college. But as an adult, the lessons I learned through being on a team, through the discipline of what it took to get good at what I was doing, I mean, those are lifelong lessons that I have carried into adulthood. And so to say that none of that matters, and to say that the work these girls are doing doesn't matter, I mean, I honestly don't think if that's how you really feel, you should probably shouldn't be on a school board.
Yeah, no, you should be nowhere near a school board. Megan Brock is with me. Megan is a mom who has really become, I think, the great muckraker of our time right now. She's exposing so much of the chaos and madness that's happening in local school districts. Even apart from becoming a college athlete, the satisfaction of working hard and winning and achieving something, but I also think we're dealing with a mindset that doesn't believe in something called first place or an A. Mm-hmm. It's the everybody gets a trophy mindset. And there's real value in working hard and winning. There's real value in scoring a goal, coming in first place. Even if you don't become a professional athlete, even if you don't play in college, the value of that cannot be understated, Megan, as you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about even the value of learning how to lose, right? I mean, I think about when you work really hard and you play your best and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean, that's just life. You know, those are lessons that are so important for everyone to learn, because the reality is in life, you don't win everything you do. You know, sometimes you lose and you have setbacks, but you keep going. And I mean, that is why winning and losing in terms of youth sports, I mean, youth sports are so important, not only for the physical activity, but what they can teach children to deal with emotionally, to teach them stamina. I mean, there's just so many great lessons, but if you eliminate winning and losing or try to pretend that doesn't matter, I mean, you basically just take away all the good that comes from youth sports.
All in the name of accommodating a very small number of people who are identifying as trans and to make sure that they're not upset. It's really outrageous. The second thing I wanted to mention is I was informed by my executive producer that a clip that I have here regarding a ballot drop was also something that you unearthed for everybody. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, Bob Harvey, who is the Democrat chair of the Bucks County Commissioners, he also happens to be the chair of the Bucks County Board of Elections, made a pretty outrageous statement at a public meeting saying that it was okay for one voter to drop off 100 different ballots as long as they had something called a designated agent form filled out for every single voter. And what a designated agent form is, it's a form for somebody with a disability that says, hey, you can drop off my ballot. However, on the form, it specifies that you can only do that for one household. And there's further guidance from the Department of State that clarifies a long-term care facility or nursing home is not a household. So what that basically means is that, you know, say you had your elderly parents, right? They have a disability. They're not able to drop their ballot. You could go, they could fill out this form saying you're the designated agent. And because they live together, you would be able to drop off both their ballots. But what my interpretation, what I think a lot of other people interpret this, it doesn't mean what you can't do is walk into a nursing home and say, hey, everyone, give me your ballots, just fill out this form. And so that's what happened. And now there's several, there's, I think, 54 ballots total, 21 that are going towards a really tight race. And basically, this was brought up, and the Democrats voted, we don't really care. We say it's okay. We're going to say a nursing home is one household. We're going to count these ballots, while the Republican gene did not go along with that.
So, and we have the audio of that. Why don't we take a listen to that? Go ahead.
Guidance from the Department of State in 2020 concerning this. Do you have that to read? I think their guidance was not to count.
The Department of State issued guidance in October 2020 related to long-term care facilities. And the Department of State indicates in there that household for the purpose of designating agent does not include a long-term care facility. This means that each resident who is unable to return their own voted ballot due to disability must designate a different agent.
One of the questions that was asked by our staff of the two individuals from these nursing homes was if the residents of these nursing homes lived in their own apartments, or these apartments, essentially, that they have. Is this almost like, you know, a retirement home that has apartment-style living? They are not. These are essentially almost like hospital care facilities that don't have separate addresses. It's one address for the entire facility.
So. Correct. All mail is received centrally for these residents, and none have a unit or apartment number. They all simply have rooms that they live in within the long-term care facility.
To accept the remaining ballots from Crestview and Valley Manor. Is that how, was it Valley Manor?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No. Opposed.
That is it.
All right. Thank you. Well, listen, Megan, I'm so grateful for the work you're doing. And your Twitter feed is a absolute must follow. So you can follow Megan at Megan B. Eileen. Meg B. Eileen. MEGBEILEEN. Definitely follow her. You post some really provocative stuff on here, some great stuff. I saw you just posted a little while ago about a teacher who states that parents aren't experts in sex ed, and so they must trust the experts at school to teach their children about sexual health. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we see it. Parents are rising up, and they're saying enough is enough, and it's happening all over. In New Jersey, about 400, over 400 districts flipped, or they won seats, conservatives won seats in over 400 school districts in New Jersey. This is a nationwide movement right now, and I got to give you a lot of credit because you are at the forefront of this, and you're working really hard to expose this stuff for us, so thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
And keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will, definitely.
All right, Megan Brock, everybody. Thank you, Megan. Great job. We'll talk again soon. And don't forget, tonight we're going to be live at Parks Casino for our comedy night. It's going to be a great night, a great time, a lot of fun. So make sure you come out and see us, okay? I want to see you there tonight. The show starts at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7. You can come and get dinner. You can have fun, and you'll have some laughs. And Joe Conklin, the man of 1,000 voices, will be there with his wonderful impressions. It's going to be a great night. So what are you waiting for? Come out and see us, all right? We'd love to see you. ParksCasino.com is on Street Road in Bensalem. Tickets are only $20, includes your first drink. So come out and see us tonight. And listen, winter's right around the corner. It's freezing out. You might feel it right now. I do. Well, call my friends at Professor Gatsby's today. It's easy, fast, and the smart thing to do for your home and your family's comfort, and it's only $49. Or get a free estimate to replace your system with 0% interest. Head into the cold of winter knowing your family will be cozy all season long. When it comes to my heating and air conditioning, the only company I use and trust is Professor Gatsby's. They're local, family-owned and operated, and when I call Professor Gatsby's, they know me and treat me like family. So call the experts at Professor Gatsby's today. They'll do a great job. You can trust them in your home. And if I use them, you know you can trust them too. And unlike these big HVAC companies, they're not looking to just come in and sell you a new system if you don't need it. That's not how they operate. Matt and Joe, two cousins, started this company based on trust. And that's what they achieve. And that's what they demonstrate every single day. But if you do need a new system, they got lots of offers and specials and rebates and 0% interest as well. So don't wait. It's getting cold out. They're getting busy. So reach out to them today. Professor Gatsby's profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why is Herschel Walker talking about vampires and werewolves? Is he referencing the former Speaker of the House? Is that what that is?
That is not what, no.
Because I often talk about vampires on this program, but one in particular who's no longer the Democrat leader, of course, Nancy Pelosi, but we have some audio here. Herschel Walker in a speech he gave in Georgia. Take a listen.
Hang on, I accidentally deleted it.
Oh, come on. What's wrong with you today?
I closed out. We had so much audio loaded up, and we kind of went through a lot of it, so I closed out of a few things.
No, you know what? I'll tell you exactly what
I closed out of.
Let me tell you what this is. I'll tell you what this is. Tomorrow, we have an abbreviated show, only 90 minutes. So this is like Matt DeSantis's Friday, basically. Because we're all going to be checked out tomorrow. Let's be honest. I mean, the show's from 3 to 4:30. And 90 minutes. You don't even have to do your 75 pages of prep tonight. You can cut it down to like 57 pages of prep tonight for a 90-minute show.
Well, if I'm reading through the news, I might as well add it to the show sheet.
You might as well.
It, right?
Add it to, why not? Just one more thing I can't read or look at. Throw it in there.
By the way,
yeah.
Speaking of show sheets, yours is all over that studio. Even by your standards, pretty messy today.
Well, let's see. Like, for example, I have this story. The rise and fall of the drugstore chains. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? From Henry Garber, a staff writer at Slate. This is 1, 2, 3 pages of the rise and fall of drugstore chains. What am I supposed to do with this?
Read it.
I thought it was interesting.
For what? Who cares? What do I care about this for?
Maybe your audience cares about the drugstores.
Why are
and how
you taking his side, Henry?
Thank you, Henry.
Why are you taking his side? I'm the host of the show. Why are you taking his side? This is your chance for a coup d'etat.
Hey, I have free will here. I'll do what I please.
Oh, here we go. This guy. Henry, listen to him. The two of you in there.
No, it was part of my
Statler and Waldorf.
I don't know what that is.
The Muppets, the two old guys in the balcony.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah.
on, everybody knows Statler and Waldorf. Come on.
Didn't know their names.
So I'm sure the audience would be riveted by the rise and fall of Walgreens. Boy, I should really spend a lot of time in the show doing this.
It was part of my retail theft section of the show sheet.
Where? I don't see anything about, so you're saying shoplifting is the issue.
Yeah, it's part of my retail theft section. Target had, I think they reported $400 million worth of retail theft. I thought it was interesting. And I thought that it might interest you that drugstores were disappearing as a consequence. Sorry, Rich. Oh, by the way, I have your Herschel Walker audio if you want to hear him talking about vampires.
No, don't get off this subject here. Nice try. All right, so after I read the one page that has the history of chain drugstores, then I go on to, I see now, shoplifting is definitely cutting into store margins. All right, you know, it would have been helpful if, like, you told me this.
It's all in the same section of the show sheet.
If
there's a giant headline.
Read it.
Did you read it?
No. That's not my job.
Henry, come on. Yeah, there's a giant section, big bold letters, underline, progressives don't take retail theft seriously. I thought, you know what? This might be an interesting segment for it.
Well, okay, fair enough. You have a paragraph here. Target blames organized retail crime for $400 million loss in profits this year. Easy to understand, easy to read. I don't have to get into the history of chain drugstores to understand that. This thought piece could be like basically a paragraph.
All right.
But you love your thought pieces. You love them.
I thought it was interesting for several reasons. One, it's from Slate, which is obviously a pretty progressive publication.
Fair.
Two, within the article, they say conservatives that are tough on crime are getting it wrong, while simultaneously explaining that it's like the rise in thefts that may actually have caused the sudden downfall of drugstores in cities. So it was an interesting piece. Now we've explained it to the audience. We can move on. We can listen to Herschel Walker talk about vampires.
You know what? It's actually a pretty good piece. I should have read it because now the way you're explaining it sounds like something that would be right up our alley.
We could have used it in the 6 o'clock hour, but we've destroyed it now. The whole segment down the toilet.
We're just getting started destroying segments.
Actually, we do have audio that relates to that, so maybe we should do that in the 6 o'clock hour.
We have a flashback of AOC.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
No, audio, that is.
Oh,
is
audio. Associated.
It's from that flashback is just a written communication.
Oh, and she said, a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. I believe it's a Walgreens in California that cited it, but the data didn't back it up. Well, actually, that's not true. The data does back it up. And she seems to be referring to data from the San Francisco Examiner that found the monthly number of shoplifting reports made to the San Francisco Police Department have remained below pre-pandemic averages. But Reed Hayes, who's a criminologist at the University of Florida, points out the number of police reports regarding retail theft is not necessarily an accurate representation of how many robberies occur. There are several reasons for this. Businesses often don't want to get law enforcement involved. Further complicating matters is that businesses may treat the situation differently when there is no guarantee of prosecution. And we know that because if you steal under, in many of these places, like 10 grand, they don't do anything about it. Also, this metric can be highly dependent on unrelated factors such as the method used to report shoplifting incidents. And the number of reports doesn't have to increase for the thefts to become increasingly well-organized and brazen, the stolen items growing in value. A better indication of just how bad organized theft has gotten in San Francisco, for example, is leftist district attorney Chesa Boudin and the abrupt about-face of the problem before the recall. Target blames organized retail crime for $400 million loss in profits this year. A whopping $400 million in profits this year thanks to the organized gangs of shoplifters who have been systematically stealing merchandise from its discount stores. At Target, year-to-date, incremental shortages already reduced our gross margin by more than $400 million versus last year. And he said, we expect it will reduce our gross margin by more than $600 million for the full year. This shrinkage, which is different than when you go in the pool, that the CFO referred to, was attributed specifically to organized retail crime. A handful of things that can drive shrinkage in our business. I was in the pool, and theft is certainly a key driver. We know we're not alone across retail and seeing a trend that I think has gotten increasingly worse over the last 12 to 18 months. So we're taking actions in our stores to help curb the trend where we can. That becomes an increasing headwind on our business, and we know the business of others. In September, the CEO of Rite Aid said the pharmacy chain was burdened with a $5 million year-over-year increase in shrink. That is a term the retail industry uses, which means losses related to theft, fraud, or administrative errors. $5 million. Rite Aid CEO Hayward Donegan told analysts that the problem was particularly acute in New York City. I think the headline here is the environment that we operate in, particularly in New York City, is not conducive to reducing shrink just based upon everything you read and see on social media. And as the Post has reported, New York City area Rite Aid stores have been bombarded with theft this year, with shoplifters calmly taking items from shelves in plain view of cameras. Rite Aid at the corner of 8th Avenue and 50th Street in Hell's Kitchen lost more than $200,000 in stolen merchandise over just a two-month span. That store closed in February. And to the thought piece, which really, I think it's more of the headline, and this is what I really wanted to poke fun at. They say the rise and fall of the drugstore chains, which might make you think to yourself if you read that headline, well, maybe they're talking about mom and pop drugstores, right? Maybe they're thinking that people are going and getting their drugs from Walmart or Target or something like that, or mail order. That's what you might think if you see the headline. No, actually, what the far right-wing platform Slate is demonstrating here is that, yes, these drugstores now are leaving neighborhoods because of crime. And that's what's happening right now. In fact, I actually quote the Philadelphia Inquirer. The colossal Walgreens that opened in Center City, Philadelphia in 2018, offering Starbucks coffee and cut fruit over 26,000 brightly lit square feet. It was pitched as the flagship for the pharmacy chain's pivot into American urban centers. That store closed in February. The plastic cases for merchandise have become a symbol of a society in decline, they write, even if the precise shape of the problem isn't exactly transparent. And they talk about what I pointed out in the other article with this issue of this shrinkage. But what's driving shoplifting? Thank you very much. Take like a frightened turtle. Take your pick. Social dislocation, they write. Unemployment and desperation from the pandemic. Blocked up court systems letting the sticky fingered go free. Lenient district attorneys. New standards for felony charges. Big city police work stoppages. The expectation that shoppers cover their nose and mouth like bank robbers. Shoplifting has been used to justify a resurgent law and order politics that has energized GOP campaigns over the past couple of years. I think there's another issue, too. I was in a store recently and somebody walked out of the store with a shopping cart full of groceries. And I turned to the woman who was checking me out and I said, do you think that person paid? She said, I have no idea. We can't stop them and ask them. In the old days, if you walked out with a shopping cart and items were not in a bag, people would assume you were stealing them, right? Nowadays, like in New Jersey, for example, they can't give you a bag. And for a lot of people, they forget their bags. So it's become completely commonplace to just load up your cart and bring the cart out to the car and load up there. It's become an accepted fact. And as a result of that now, the stores don't want to be going up to people and confronting them and saying, hey, did you pay for this? So they're letting it go. And I think that is also contributing to this as well. They talk about how Duane Reade, Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens embarked on a huge urban expansion campaign starting around the turn of the century. They weren't just drugstores anymore. As Target and Walmart developed pharmacies, pharmacies sought to round out their offerings to have toys, groceries, and beer. By the year 2017, it was the peak chain pharmacy. CVS had a 4% share of the country's grocery market. Walgreens, which bought Duane Reade in 2010 and 2000 Rite Aid stores in 2017, had about 3% of the market. And they weren't just in the suburbs. The expansion strategy had them in the cities. New York City, Philadelphia, and now these stores are closing. And they're closing, and they're not only just leaving people to have to fend for themselves in terms of getting their drugs. For a lot of these places, they became the only place in food deserts where you could actually get food. And now these stores are closing down because of crime. In New York City, outlets of Duane Reade, CVS, and Rite Aid reduced their footprint by 20% in the last 5 years. A New York think tank says that over the past 3 years, the decline has been steepest in Manhattan, but also in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. And they said that theft may be contributing. And the far bigger issue is that they've been hit hard by online shopping. Add to that, the declining urban foot traffic brought about by remote work, a period of aggressive expansion, competition, and consolidation, and some pharmacy business headwinds, and you have a recipe for downsizing, they say. But I think it's something else, too. A lot of people don't want to be in the cities, not just because of remote work, because of crime. So if people are not coming into those areas, I mean, think about it. You go into Center City for dinner, or you used to, or a show or something like that, and you might pop into CVS, you might pop into Walgreens, you might pop into Duane Reade or something because you got to pick up something and you need something quick. But if you're not going in for those purposes, then they're losing that foot traffic. And for a lot of people in the cities, they may not want to deal at night having to go out because the neighborhood's dangerous. So yeah, they'll go on Amazon and order it and have it delivered the next day, although they may have to deal with the stoop pirates, the people that just steal their stuff in front of their houses. That's another issue, too. But regardless, crime is playing a big part of this. We've seen Starbucks close. We've seen Wawa's close. We know that these stores are reducing their hours. And this is only going to continue to get worse as America's crime problem continues. And the sad part is, it's happening in neighborhoods where they at one point welcomed the addition of these pharmacies and chain stores as signs of regentrification for their neighborhoods. And now these places are closing because these neighborhoods are being besieged by crime. And that is why it's so important that we hold people like Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner accountable. And that's why I'm glad the House Republicans impeached him yesterday, as you heard with that great interview with by our friend, State Representative Martina White. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'm sorry, what was that? All I heard, this is what, let me tell you what I heard in my ear. Ready?
All right.
You sounded like a guy who calls and goes, "Are you home? Hello, Sydney." You sound like the guy in Scream in my ear.
All right. You got mad at me the other day when I'm jumping up here up and down trying to get your attention to break and do things. And when I whisper in your ear to do the live read and then go to the mystery movie, now it's a problem again. I can't win here.
Let me tell you, you sounded just like Joe Biden whispering in my ear. That's what it sounded like. Do the movie clip. That's all I hear in my ear. I'm in the middle of a rant and I hear, do the movie clip. I pass the bill. I sign the bill. I cut the deficit. That's you, Sally. Creepy whispering Joe Biden in my ear.
What do you want from me? Tell me what you want.
I want you to do the movie thing, please.
Okay. Can you do the live read first?
How about I do the movie thing, then I do the live read?
Sure.
Just because I want to be right, because I'm the host. That's all it is.
Okay.
All right. You got your wish. I'm going to do the movie thing. Go ahead.
Now. Afternoon.
Mystery movie clip. WPHT.
Oh, look, Kyle, I got a boatload of stuff to do. I got a term paper due tomorrow and a history test. I got to help my father clean the cellar. And I have to do the dishes tonight.
What are you doing?
I'm going to get the guys and hang out at the mall.
Let's go.
Hey, Marty, Kyle.
Thought I told you guys no skateboarding in my district.
This isn't skateboarding, Sergeant. This is carrying skateboard. This is skateboarding.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Matt DeSantis, executive producer, tell them what they'll win.
All right, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Smokey Robinson on Saturday, November 26th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, good luck, caller number 12. And thanks to my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for giving my friend Dave a wonderful experience the other day. He went in there and two days to look at the car, came back on, I believe, the third day, and wound up buying it. Now, I don't know how many other dealers out there let you do that, where they actually let you leave, because they train their people to hound you down and twist your arm until you cry uncle just to get out of there. You buy the car just to make it end. That's not how they do things at Cherry Hill Volvo. I have other friends who went there 5-6 times until they bought their XC90. It's because Judith Krupnik believes in doing the right thing and building a lifelong relationship. And if you have a lifelong relationship, then you got to take care of people and you got to do the right thing. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why Cherry Hill Volvo is so fantastic. And it's also why if you're a Costco member, you're going to be particularly happy because you're going to get an extra $1,250 off your new Volvo on top of all the other great offers they have right now. Just stop in for the details. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer in Philadelphia and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team would love to meet you. And you'll love driving a Volvo just like I do. They're fast, they're safe, reliable, and they have all the latest technology, too. And with that extra $1,250 savings, it's a no-brainer. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove it every day at Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Rocks! Remember how Nike was all over Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick, who was the guy, of course, who would... the crappy quarterback who would kneel at all the football games and that, and it started off a nationwide trend. And he was their poster child for a while. Nike, you know, Nike being woke, wokey, wokey, Nike wokey. And of course, Nike makes their crappy shoes in China, probably with child labor. We've heard those allegations, of course. Well, a Nike community store in Northeast Portland has been closed for weeks after a rash of thefts. As we talk about crime that's besieging these woke cities in America, Portland, of course, has been the epicenter of this, along with Philadelphia, New York, San Francisco. And yes, they recalled the district attorney in San Francisco. We've impeached our district attorney. Portland is nuts. And I'll tell you, it's funny to me that Nike cannot open this store because they've always had ongoing issues with theft. And shoplifting now has risen to new levels. So woke Nike, which had as their poster child a guy who was the leader of the Defund the Police, kneel at the national anthem movement. And they can't even keep their stores open because of crime. I mean, the irony here is just absolutely delicious. It really is. We have a news report from KGW8 in Portland. Take a listen.
The Nike community store is a fixture in Northeast Portland. The retail giant stands tall among other storefronts along a busy stretch of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Look inside and you'll find racks of neatly folded Nike gear and rows of shoes, but no customers. The Nike store has been closed for more than a month, and the company won't say why. On its website, Nike said the store will be closed for the next 7 days, a message that's been repeated for weeks. Despite the notice posted online, customers show up almost every day.
Usually stores let you know what's going on because customers want to know. But no, nothing on the door kind of leaves it suspicious.
Especially when you're paying $5 for gas and then it's like, thanks.
The Nike community store has always had an issue with theft, explained several people associated with the store. Although recently, shoplifting has risen to new levels. Criminals have become more brazen, stealing armloads of Nike merchandise and walking out the front door with no fear of being arrested. Security guards contracted by Nike admit they're forbidden from physically stopping shoplifters. It's too risky.
Now, in Chicago, where Chicago is another city besieged by crime, as you know, Mayor Lori Lightfoot was just doing karaoke recently and talking about putting out a new record. In her new political ad that she just put out, she's actually now delivering pizza.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
The Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot in her new political ad is actually delivering pizza, which might be honestly the only productive thing she's ever done as mayor. So I'm just pointing that out. Might be the one sliver of something useful that this woman has done. We have the audio of this ad. Take a listen.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot launches a plan creating thousands.
Has Lightfoot done anything?
Given the mess she was dealt, Lori's delivering. Chicago's number one for corporate expansion and ranked best American city. She even got 5,000 new Google jobs. And she was cool during COVID.
Hey, did you order thousands of new jobs and a pepperoni?
I told you she delivers.
Wow, that is probably the worst political ad I've ever heard in my entire life. And I've been in politics since I was a little kid.
That's so cringe.
How bad is that?
That's
come on.
So cringy. I just from the, I want to see the full video, but just from that audio, that is.
You know, actually what we should do is we should tweet out that video and ask people how bad they think it is. Like we'll do a poll and be like, how bad is this? A dumpster fire or just the worst political ad you've ever seen?
We can
basically
do that.
You know, give them a choice or something. We could you could phrase it, you can wordsmith it, but
it's a trash barge covered in butane. That's what it is.
Smells like what was the line? It was like a baby diaper stuffed with Indian food or something. What was the line? Was it Anchorman that line is from? Which, by the way, has anyone gotten our movie right?
Nope.
No, nobody got it.
All right, well, let's do it one more time, and then whoever the first one is that can call and get it right will get it. So let's take another listen to it. But this is a good one.
Mystery movie clip. WPHT.
Oh, look, Kyle, I got a boatload of stuff to do. I got a term paper due tomorrow and a history test. I got to help my father clean the cellar. And I have to do the dishes tonight. What are you doing?
I'm going to get the guys and hang out at the mall.
Let's go.
Hey, Marty, Kyle. Thought I told you guys no skateboarding in my district.
This isn't skateboarding, Sergeant. This is carrying skateboard. This is skateboarding.
All right, whoever gets it right, just call 855-839-1210. Steven is calling on a different matter, though, in Southampton. Hello, Steven.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So yeah, I don't have the movie clip at all.
I don't either, by the way.
But I'm calling about this whole crime wave situation. I get frustrated because I'm not a huge fan of the Democrats or the Republicans. And when it comes to crime in Philadelphia, I don't think either political party has the kahunas to do what it takes to actually solve crime, because we don't want to spend the money. I mean, if you really want to, you know, like all those kids that broke into Wawa a couple of months ago, you want to put them all in jail, you're going to need to build a lot of jails. And we just don't have the stomach for it in Philadelphia to pay the kind of bill that we're going to have to pay to do that.
I disagree with you. I don't think it's a lack of housing incarceration issue that we're talking about here. I think it's a lack of prosecuting.
It absolutely is. I mean,
hang on a second. There's also other ways to deal with it. You could put ankle bracelets on people and house arrest. I mean, but we're not even pursuing prosecution against these people.
Right, because the violent criminals are already taking up all the space.
It's not a space issue. Listen to me. Larry Krasner is not out there saying to people, help me build more prisons because I don't have enough places to house people. He's never said that. That is not true. That's not one of the issues that he's raising.
No, but what he is raising is the issue that he doesn't want to prosecute those crimes that are not significant because there's nowhere to put these
people. That's not true. You're wrong about that. He's never said that there's nowhere to put them. That's just wrong. He doesn't want to prosecute these people because he doesn't think that they deserve to go to jail. If he was out there standing up and having press conferences and saying, believe me, I'd send these kids to the slammer, but there's nowhere to put them, that would be fascinating, and it would make national news. And he has never said that one time. So you're just literally making this up.
Yeah, but that's not...
No, you are. You're just making this up.
So,
give me something. Anything to prove your point in something Larry Krasner has said, that he's turning people back on the streets because he has nowhere to put them in jail.
Right, but that's not my point. My point is that but if you say we're going to get rid of Krasner, what I'm saying is whoever you're going to replace him with is going to be hamstrung by the reality that we don't have anywhere to put
these
people that you're going to arrest.
What you're saying is, listen, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts, my friend. You can't just make something up. Stephen, thank you. Thank you for the call. I'm not going to sit here and let you just make up fairy tales. That is absolutely not true. And by the way, if it was true, why would Larry Krasner not be politically smart enough to stand up there and make that the issue and say the reason why Philadelphia is besieged by crime is because me and my people, we want to prosecute everybody and send them up the river without a key, but I got nowhere to put them, so I got to put them back on the streets. He's never, literally never said that. But then you conjure up fairy tales to try to defend him. If that was the case, why didn't he tell the impeachment committee, listen, you want to help me out? Build me a new prison. Give me a new jail. Turn one of these 57,000 abandoned factories around the area into temporary housing for people so I can get people off the streets. He's literally never said that. You are just making that up. It's like saying, he would do something about it, but he can't get handcuffs to lock. That's the problem, is that every time he puts these handcuffs on, these kids slip through the handcuffs and run away. And the next guy, it'll happen to him too, because we don't have enough, because our handcuffs don't work. You can't just make stuff up, man. Larry Krasner does not put these people away because he doesn't believe that they're actually criminals. That's the issue. And it's happening in every city in America, and it is not in any way, shape, or form, because they don't have a place to incarcerate people. And there are lots of different ways to incarcerate people besides putting them in prison. You can put him in house arrest. You can put an ankle bracelet on him. The guy's not even doing that. He's literally not prosecuting people. That's the issue. People are arrested in the city for having illegal guns, and they are back on the streets because they decline to prosecute. Or they lower the charges down to such a slight slap on the wrist that they're back on the streets for something else. So give me a break with this nonsense, man. Just don't make stuff up. It really bothers me. Sean is in Philly. Sean, what's the movie, man?
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol.
Well done, sir. Well done. All right. Sean, good job. Sean, you still there?
Yep, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. The riveting call, buddy. You got a future in this business, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you. I got to pay for it.
So do I. All right, Sean. Thank you. Let me give a shout out, by the way, to, let's see, my friend Amy just texted me. She's driving to Clemson, listening on the Odyssey app, and in the car, her children, Caleb and Eliana. Well, hello, Caleb and Eliana. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thank you for listening. We'll make sure that we keep it G-rated from here on out, now that I know that there are children listening. So thank you for that. And have a safe trip down to Clemson, even though I'm a Maryland guy, and I hope Clemson loses because I went to Maryland. Even though we're not there, we're not in the ACC anymore, but still, you know, it's just old rivalries die hard. Nevertheless, have a safe trip and have fun. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. No, Matt DeSantis, you've been the executive producer of my show, Dawn's show. You've worked with me in mornings. Have you ever heard Larry Krasner come out and say he just doesn't have a place to put people?
I've not heard that ever.
Or that, well, you know what? I want another caller to call up and go, listen, the problem is that these prisoners, they all just open up the jail cells and walk out free. They can't keep them contained. They're all escaping like in Shawshank. Why not? We use Shawshank Now analogies. Just make those up, too. They're all escaping from prison, and they're back on the streets, and the same thing will happen to the next guy. Impeaching Krasner won't solve anything. Is this now the Krasner Defense Committee just coming up and just lying about stuff and making stuff up? Go ahead. Give me the sign, the break. There you go. Look at you. Well done.
That was a boring one. I like when he stands up and starts flailing his arms.
Or when he whispers in my ear like Joe Biden, I need you to break.
Those are the only two options. Let's make me scream.
You got to break.
I'll start screaming if you want.
No, please, like, please, nobody wants to hear that. We got kids in the car driving. We don't need you screaming. I promise I'll break. But
I kind of want to hear it. No, I just want to see what it sounds like.
We don't need to hear that. And we're going to
break.
No, thank you. We're going to stop. I got to do this. We're going to be at Parks Casino tonight. We got the comedy show. Come out and see us tonight. I'll be on stage with Mike Baldini, the MC, and of course some great headliners. And $20 gets you your ticket and your first drink. Parks Casino tonight at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. And in the next hour, we're going to get into detail for you on everything the House Republicans announced today on the investigation into Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. But first, I got to tell you, Omaha Steaks. The other night, Bridget and I took out some of those bacon wrapped filet mignons, and I love that because the bacon gives it the smokiness, the smoky flavor that I absolutely love. And what I do is I put some of the Omaha Steak seasoning on it, sear it in a cast iron skillet. Unbelievable. I mean, the steak's got that nice crust on it. And then you put in those, they send you the scalloped potatoes. You got the caramel apple tartlets. I mean, it's fantastic stuff. Right now, everything at Omaha Steaks, 50% off site-wide by shopping their friends and family sale. And when you use my name, Zeoli, at checkout, Z-E-O-L-I, you're going to get $30 off your order, $30. So don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com today and stock up. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It is the best steak of your life, guaranteed. And don't forget, you score the extra $30 off your order when you use my name, Zeoli, at checkout, Z-E-O-L-I. I love Omaha Steaks. I love the flavor. I love the fact that you're never going to come close to getting this kind of quality at the grocery store, and you're certainly not going to get this kind of savings at the grocery store, 50% off. Where else can you buy food right now? High-quality American food for 50% off, and then the extra $30 when you use my name. You can't. And you're going to love Omaha Steaks just like I do. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Minimum order may be required. Use promo code Zeoli at checkout.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.